Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 296, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. Springs and streams no longer bless all the dry and thirsty land, fertile fields in verdant dress God converts to desert sand. For that they who dwell therein turn to wickedness and sin. 1, 2, 3, and 5 of Psalter 296.
The portion of God's Word that we wish to read this evening, you can find recorded in the book of Psalms, and thereof Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, even the Lord, had spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion the perfection of beauty God had shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, that those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings that have been continually before me. I will take no bullocks out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God say it, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frame a deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.
Let us try to pray. O Lord God of heaven above, thou art very great. There is no God like unto thee. The heathen gods, they have eyes, but they see not. Ears have they, but they handle not. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have hands, but they handle not. They have feet, but they cannot go. But thou art our Maker, who in all thy great goodness has created man with all that was necessary for his life upon this world. And thou hast not, even as some in this world do maintain, left it all over to its own fate. But then it is evident each and every day that thou continuest to uphold all things by the word of thy power. And we do come before thee in this day. We meet together in thy house of prayer. for a very special purpose, because it is the beginning of a new season. And then we do feel our dependence upon Thee for all things. For there is no one of us that is able to prosper the work of his own hands. All things are in Thy power. And we gather that we may ask of Thee blessings. Blessings in the heavens above. Blessings upon the earth beneath. Blessings of the fields. Blessings of the houses. Blessings for this life. Blessings for our soul. But we must, before that we ask of Thee, as we do feel also something of our unworthiness, that we should receive a single blessing from Thee, then we must confess before Thee that we are undeserving of the least of all Thy notice or attention, and that Thou shouldst give unto us who have departed from Thee days without number. We have left Thee in our father Adam, and we have no heart to return unto Thee in and of ourselves. O Lord, then it is so true that it is righteous and just when Thou wouldst never hear our supplications in this day, and when Thou wouldst say unto us, where are the gods that Thou hast made unto Thyself? Let them save Thee in the day of Thy trouble. O Lord, then we confess that we are unworthy to beseech Thee in this day of these mercies which we do ask of Thee, but we also are not able to do without them. We cannot provide them in our own strength and in our own power, because Thou dost make the sun to arise upon the just and the unjust. And there is no man that is able to make a drop of rain to fall from the heavens. O Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou mayest give unto us a true repentance, a heartfelt sorrow because of our sin. O that Thou wouldst turn us once again, that we may be able to draw nigh unto Thee in spirit and in truth, but that Thou wouldst also receive us in and through Thy only begotten Son, in whom Thou art well pleased. For there is not one of us that is able to make amends for all of our wrongdoings. There is not one of us that is able to cleanse his own heart and to bring forth unto Thee that which is pleasing in Thy holy sight. But, then we need to be united unto Thee, and then through Thy only begotten and dearly beloved Son. O Lord, we beseech Thee then, wilt Thou look upon him even in this hour, that Thou wouldst receive our supplications in and through him alone. O Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou mayest show unto us the necessity that we be included in him, else we cannot expect from Thee blessings out of Thy right hand, else all the blessings in this life, they will come out of Thy left hand, and they will end in our eternal judgment and destruction. O Lord, wilt Thou look upon us then, each and every one in Thy mercy. We beseech Thee in a special way for the fields in the coming season that is approaching unto us. O Lord, Thou hast given us much moisture in the winter that is gone by, and we may acknowledge Thee therefore. But we cannot do without Thy blessing each and every day, because it is possible then that we still receive drought. Oh, we ask of Thee that Thou wouldst give the sunshine, that Thou wouldst give the rain in its due season, that the farmers may be able to sow their seeds, that they may receive strength, that they may receive all that is necessary to do those labors, and that Thou may give, that there may be warmth from Thy sun, that it may bring forth fruit upon the earth. that the animals may eat and drink, and that we also may be able to receive food out of thy hand. O Lord, that thou may remember all the fathers as they try to bring forth what is necessary for the support of their families and whatever occupation that they may be in. O that thou may give in the season that is to come that strength and that wisdom, but that prosperity that is only able to come from thee, the blessing upon the work of our hands. O that thou wouldst not then poke holes in all of the bags, that all may flow out, but that thou mayest give that there may be a prosperity, that there may also be sufficient, that all of the necessary things that are asking our attention may be fulfilled. O Lord, that thou may supply for fathers and for mothers in their households also in the season that is before us. O if it is so that we do sin against thee, and that thou dost withhold the rain from the skies, and then that thou dost withhold the crops from the fields. O that that thou wouldst give us then a true supplication, a true repentance before thee, that we may come then into thy house, and that thou mayest hear from heaven thy dwelling place, that thou may look upon our children and our youth. Thou hast blessed us as a congregation. Thou hast increased our number. And then it is necessary to receive blessings also for our support. We think also of our school. O Lord, that thou may remember us in thy mercy, because there is so much that does come against it. Satan has lifted up his hand. O Lord, we beseech thee. It is all under thine eye. It is all under thy direction. It is all in thy government. Oh, we ask of thee that thou wouldst show unto us a favor undeservedly, to turn away the hand of the enemy, for it is all a requirement that we sin against thee. O Lord, then we cannot sin against thee in such a way. O thou knowest, O that thou may remember us in thy mercy, and wilt thou give that our youth and our children may also be given to see the evil of those sins of our days. O that they may be given to love thee and thy truth, that thou may remember us, remember the school, that we may receive also teachers in due time, for the next season that must begin. Lord, thou knowest all of the needs. Thou hast blessed us with many children and many youth. O Lord, then we need that thou wouldst also provide instructors. O could it be that thou may bind this matter upon the hearts of our young men, that there may be more that may desire to give themselves unto this worthy and blessed work, to stand before our sons and our daughters, and to instruct them in that blessed truth that thou hast revealed from heaven. Lord, that thou may remember all those that are needy, the afflicted, the sick, those that are handicapped, those that suffer from serious diseases, those that do receive treatments, those that are not able, therefore, also to come up unto thy house of prayer. O Lord, that thou may supply in the season that lies before, when sometimes there is great discouragement. O Lord, that thou may be near and dear unto them, this life that is a short life. We go between the cradle and the grave so very, very quickly. And these blessings also need to be sanctified to the hearts of each and every one. Oh, that thou would give in the season that is before us, not only those blessings for the field, for the body, for the families, but also the blessings for the churches, that thou may give ministers, that thou may give those that may go forth to bring thy word. Oh, give those who may be able to serve within the churches and our own congregation in the office of a deacon. O Lord, that Thou Thyself may give us a man in Thy favor of Thy choosing, and wilt Thou give more men in Thy service, and that may be wrought upon by Thy Holy Spirit, that may be able to give themselves unto that work, and that may be given to join the theological school, that there may be instruction, and that there may be also a going forth of many into the service of Thee, to bring forth law and gospel. Lord, remember the theological school, the students, the instructors, him in a special way in the season that is before us, who hopes to be finishing with his studies and hopes to be ordained as a servant in the ministry. And then he will also need a place given unto him by Thee. O Lord, we ask of Thee that Thou mayest remember him from above in the months that are before us, those upon the mission fields, Thy servant who does study that he may go to that place with his wife, with his children, also her of our congregation that labors on the mission field. Lord, bless the labors also there. Give us all together a soul's desire. Oh, that it may not only be rain upon the earth, that our fields may bring forth fruit, but Thy holy word does compare Thy word to seed that is sown by a sower. Oh, Lord, we ask of Thee that Thou may also strengthen us in the season that lies before us. We also are so dependent upon Thee each and every day, each and every moment, for that strength that is necessary to go before this our congregation. Oh, that Thou may make it possible that we may continue yet in a little way here in our flock, and in a little way also in the midst of our denomination. Oh, could it please Thee to instruct us, to fill us with Thy Spirit, to give a soul's need to be born among us as a congregation, that many may be born in Zion. Oh, that Thy Spirit may go forth, that Thy word may work a need in our souls, that we may flee from from the wrath that is to come, that we may hasten for the sake of our lives, protect each and every one from a sudden and from an unprepared death. Give us a little something in this hour. Oh, could it be a little crumb from heaven? Help us to bring Thy word. And wilt Thou be in the midst of us as one that serveth undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 419, stanzas 2 through 5. A mighty stream of foul transgression prevails from day to day. But Thou, O God, in great compassion, wilt purge my guilt away. There is one collection today for our school, 419, 2 through 5. Congregation, the words of our text for this evening hour can be found in the portion that was read to you, Psalm 50, and thereof the 15th verse. Psalm 50, verse 5, verse 15, and call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. So far, the words of our text, which contain an exhortation to prayer. We wish to consider this in four thoughts. First, to whom this exhortation comes. We find this in the context. Second, what this exhortation contains, and call upon me in the day of trouble. Third, the promise connected to this exhortation, I will deliver thee. Fourth, the end or the purpose intended in this exhortation, and thou shalt glorify me. Thus, an exhortation to prayer, first, to whom this exhortation comes. Second, what this exhortation contains. Third, the promise connected to this exhortation. And fourth, the end or the purpose intended in this exhortation. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Thus, in the first place, who is it that is here speaking? That is the Lord himself through Asaph, the mighty God. Even the Lord hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. The mighty God, even the Lord hath spoken. What man in this whole world ought not to listen when the mighty God, even the Lord, that is even Jehovah, speaks? What is then that reverence, boys and girls, that we have when we hear the word of God? Because it is the word of the mighty God. It is the word of Jehovah. David, he says that the words of the Lord are pure words, as those that are tried as silver in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. The word of the mighty God. And that word of that mighty God in this evening, that is, and call upon me in the day of trouble. To whom then does he speak? Because actually we read here of a great contrast. In this chapter, two different peoples are here very clearly addressed. We read in verse 7, here, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God. In verse 16, then we read, but unto the wicked God saith. Thus we read in this chapter two portions, and they are addressed to two different kinds of people. Thus, it is always necessary when we read the Word of God that we ask, to whom does the Lord address this Word? Because we see here that there are two words, and those words are very, very different, being addressed to two different sorts of persons. The first 6 verses in this psalm, they speak about the judgment of God, probably about the final judgment. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Thus, he speaks about the judgment. And in the judgment, then there will be the ultimate or the final distinguishing between persons in this world. And so we read it here also in this chapter. And after he speaks of this judgment, and then we read that he speaks a word unto his people. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. And then through verse 15, where we read, he says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. And then we read in the next verse, in verse 16, but unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Thus the Lord says to his people, and call upon me. And then the Lord says unto the wicked, what hast thou to do to call upon me? What hast thou to do to take my word? What hast thou to do to take my covenant in thy mouth? What hast thou to do to plead with me? Ought not the whole world to call upon God? Does not the Lord direct every man in the world, even in a natural way without the word, the natural calling that comes through his creation to draw nigh, to call upon him? And then, to whom the word comes, is not everyone admonished to call upon the name of the Lord? Say, indeed, there is no man who may not call upon him. What does the Lord say then here? He says, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee, when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Unto the wicked God saith, children, may the wicked call upon the Lord. Ought the wicked to call upon the Lord? See, that is a difficult question now. If the answer is no, who may call upon the Lord? Then no one may call upon the Lord. Because in the Bible it says, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. Thus, to whom does the Lord address here? The Lord is addressing those that wish to continue on in their wickedness and still want to call upon the Lord. And then the Lord says, no. What hast thou to do to take my covenant in thy mouth? It is now prayer day. We come to the house of the Lord. We come here for a reason. We come here to ask the blessing of the Lord. In a special way, a blessing natural, a blessing for the fields, prosperity in the season that goes before us. But may we ask, because the Lord here invites to ask, but does He invite us to ask? The Lord, He asks in the first place, is there repentance in our heart? Or do we come to ask of Him with a desire to just simply go on our way? Do we desire the blessings of the Lord in order that we may live a life of sin? That we may walk with this world? Do we desire food and drink from Him in order that we may turn our back unto Him? What does the Lord then say? He says, if that is your desire, then thou hast nothing to do to take my covenant in thy mouth. Then do not think to call upon me, but go now to the gods that you have made for yourself and ask them to serve you, to give you food and drink, rain from heaven, sunshine, prosperity, all your gods. Whom do we serve? Ask them to help you then in the day of your trouble. You say, this is addressed to the wicked. I am not wicked. I come to church, read the Bible, pray before we eat, ask the Lord's blessing, and we thank the Lord. I am not wicked. But the wicked, whom the Lord is addressing in these words, they are not men of this world. They are actually men of the church. They are men of the visible church. They are those that take the covenant of the Lord in their mouth. That is not the world. That is the visible church. They are among those we read the Lord will not have to reprove them for their sacrifices. Their sacrifices are there. They are continually before Him. It is a people who have the form. It is a people who have the custom. They have no sincerity. They have no truth. The Lord says it is a people. They have a religion, but they forget God. Is that us? Because if that is us, then this word does not come to us. This precious word of the Lord. But when there is a desire to turn away from our sin, when there is a sorrow for the way that we walk, even though there be an inability, as Paul says, the good that I would, I do not, and the evil that I would not, that I do. When there is in the heart a sincere repentance, then the Lord says different. What does He say? We see that in our second thought, what this exhortation contains, and call upon me in the day of trouble. What is that? A day of trouble. Who of us can say that we do not know anything about what a day of trouble might be? Paradise, there was no trouble, not a day of trouble. Before sin came into the world, there was not a day of trouble. Thus, all trouble that has come as a consequence, a result of our sin, And we live today in such a different world after the fall, so that man has no desire to know all the trouble that is in the world, the disagreements and the fightings and the diseases and the wars and the mourning, the oppression, the abuse, all the trouble that is in this world. Is that all because of Adam? No. That is also because of us. What did Jacob say at the end of his life? He said, "Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been. Trouble, much trouble. Deceived by Laban those 10 times. Deceit in his own family, with the Shechemites, with their brethren, Joseph. How many times did Jacob not have to say within his heart, O Lord, remember not the sins of my youth." Children, young people, remember that your sins, they will find you out. We will have to eat of that. Think about David when his own son tried to drive him off the throne. Many troubles there were in David's life. And what could David say? David was silent. We heard something of that this morning. David was silent about those troubles. Why? Because they were his own fault. And we can look into the future. Well, we cannot look. We cannot see into that future. But one thing we can be sure about the future, that the future will bring troubles. And when those troubles come, then we may know what the cause of those troubles will be. That is sin. Troubles in families, between husbands and wives, troubles between parents and children, disagreements, diseases, accidents, troubles in businesses, troubles in the church, troubles in the denomination, troubles in the nation, troubles in the world. It is a wonder that the Lord provides a place for a man to go in his troubles. He did not make those troubles. We have made those troubles. And yet he provides for a guilty man, a boy, a girl. He provides a place for them to go in their troubles, that they may call upon him in the day of their trouble. There are people, they would have nothing to do with the Lord except in the day of their trouble. Is that us too? Will we only call upon God when we are laying upon a sick bed? I knew a man who said there was no God. And he said that he was an atheist. He came into a sudden trouble and he called upon God. His wife said to him, "Why do you do that? You say that there is no God." But man knows that there is no God. And a man knows that there is a God. And a man who says that he is an atheist, he is only attempting to convince himself that God does not exist. He also needs God in his trouble. But if we only need God in our trouble, then we are not sincere. That is not so with the people of the Lord. Although the Lord often has to wait a long, long time before that he hears from his own people. Even of his own church, the Lord, he has to say by times, that they have left me days without number. And so in their prosperity, in all the blessings that he is giving to them day by day, then the Lord, he is sending sometimes trouble. For a reason, read Psalm 107. Because when they are brought down in that trouble, then we read, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And so often, the only way that the Lord can hear, even sometimes from his own people, that is cheap, is when he does bring trouble upon them. That is not necessary for him. No, it is necessary for them. And then it is a wonder that the Lord still hears that people in their trouble. What kind of afflictions are they? When they bring a man to cry unto the Lord in their trouble, we say they are sanctified afflictions. They are blessed afflictions. When the Lord will bring them upon us, even in an outward way in the season to come, not to give unto us that prosperity that we desire, but to make us to feel something of the thorns and the thistles that he has promised unto us on account of our sin, that it may bring us on our knees before him, those are blessed troubles. Those are sanctified afflictions. And when a man, he is by times brought so to bow before the Lord, even in all the natural troubles that are in this world, then there is sometimes that the Lord is so sanctifying those troubles that they may receive another trouble. Did you ever receive troubles which are far beyond those that are natural? Did you ever receive troubles that are not known by the entirety of this world? They are strange troubles. If you would speak of them in the midst of this world, and then they would say to you that you bring troubles upon yourself. Then they would say to you that your mind that needs to receive a little rest. You need to take a little vacation. Did you ever receive such troubles? Did your soul ever cry to the Lord under troubles? Did you ever have trouble because you missed God? Did you ever have trouble with sin? Did you ever have trouble with guilt? What was the trouble of the bride? What did she say? She said, "Saw ye him whom my soul loveth?" That was her trouble. She had not seen him for a long time. What was her trouble? It was a trouble she brought upon herself. That was brought upon by her own slothfulness. It was brought upon herself by her own backsliding. Did you ever also experience and cry unto the Lord in such a trouble? What did Job say? What was his trouble? He said, "I go forward, but he is not there. I go backward, but I cannot perceive him." He searched, he searched, he searched, and he could not find the Lord. Do you know also something of such a trouble? That you cannot go on so easy with all your labors in this world, but that you need to find a place of prayer. that you need to find a secret place, children, young people? Do you know when the Lord begins in the life of His people? It is in the days of their youth. Most of the time, is the Lord also beginning here, amidst our youth, amidst our children, so that there is a trouble in their heart that the world does not know? What was the trouble of David? He said, there is no soundness in my flesh, and there is no rest in my bones because of my sin. Are there those that know such a trouble? Are there those that know what it is to also call upon Him in that trouble? What did Hezekiah say? He said in his trouble, he said, O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Oh, that in this season, and when it is certain that we will have troubles, some more, some less, whatever that they may be, that these troubles also may be experienced, that we also may know what it is to cry unto Him in those troubles. Why? Because there is a blessed promise that is connected unto this crying. But we want to sing first Psalter 150. 150, 1 through 4. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken, and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. 1 through 4 of 150. and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. That is the promise of the Lord that is connected to the calling upon God in the day of trouble. Boys and girls, if you have trouble and you call Father or you call Mother in your trouble, then Father or Mother, they will come to help you, right? Say yes. Why? Well, because they love you, and so they will come to help you. I have a question for you tonight. You know Hagar, she had a son, and his name was Ishmael. Didn't Hagar love Ishmael? Say, that is a strange question. Of course, Hagar loved her son Ishmael. Well, then I ask you, why didn't Hagar help Ishmael when he needed to be helped? Well, Ishmael was dying. And Hagar, she walked away from him so she wouldn't have to see him die. Why didn't she help him? You will say she didn't help him because she couldn't help him. It isn't because she didn't want to help him, but because she couldn't. Why couldn't she? Because we read in God's word that the water was spent in the bottle. Was spent in the bottle. So, that means that love, that is not enough that you may have help in your trouble. Because sometimes father and mother, though they love you, they cannot help you. We read in the Bible of a woman, she went not only to father and mother, but she went to the king. She said, "Help my lord, O king." And what did the king answer her? He said, "If the Lord does not help you, when shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the wine press?" That king, he had more resources than any man in all of Israel. To whom could she better go than the king? And yet, even the king was not able to help her. Now what do we read here? You know what we read? It is the Lord. He speaks. Says the mighty God, even the Lord hath spoken. And he says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Thus, that is a promise that not a single person in the entire world, not the kings of the earth, the presidents, the prime ministers, no one is able to make a promise such as this one. Why not? Well, because the Lord, he is independent. Independent. We are dependent. We feel that. And the highest, the richest in the world are still dependent. But the Lord, he says, I am independent. What do we read? For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. What trouble is the Lord not able to deliver a man from? David, he says, this poor man cried, and the Lord saved him from all his troubles. Is the enemy too strong for you? Jehoshaphat, he cried unto the Lord, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. And the prophet of the Lord, he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The battle is not yours, but it is God's. What is your trouble, congregation? What is your trouble? When we will go into each house, when we speak to each person, then we will find a different trouble. And what does the Lord say? He says, call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Do you not have enough food to feed your family, fathers? Does your business go backwards? Do you have no power to turn it around? Call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Can you not solve the difficulties in your families, parents, with your children? Do they go the wayward way despite all the pleadings of your heart? Does that bring you to lay awake upon your bed in the night? Call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Are you unconverted? Have you no power to convert yourself? Call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee. Is your guilt as high as the heavens? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. Do you miss the Lord? Can you not live without him? Can you not change the affections of your heart? Call upon me. I will deliver thee. Are you old? Do you have to die? Can you not die? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. He is not the maker of our trouble, but he is the deliverer. He is the deliverer out of all our troubles. Did we not hear it on Sunday? Was that not so beautiful? Was that not so precious what we have heard out of our catechism? How that he has anointed his only begotten Son to do what? To deliver a people out of their trouble. Oh, we have sinned it all away. There is nothing but death and condemnation that we deserve. And what has he done? His only begotten Son. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, and to send him forth, appointed him for a blessed work. Appointed him. And why? Because that people, they cannot do it. That people, They are guilty. They are also helpless. They cannot deliver themselves out of any one of their troubles. Not out of their natural troubles, but also especially not out of their soul troubles. And therefore appointing and qualifying His only begotten Son to do especially this work, to deliver a people out of their troubles. Oh, what trouble He came in to accomplish this. He said, "Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." For this cause. For what cause? Oh, to deliver that people out of all of their troubles. And therefore, Paul, he says He is everything to us. Even as the Song of Solomon. And Paul, he says he is unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And why? Why that, he says, as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." That is our last thought. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That is now the final end. That is now the final purpose of the Lord, of all His decrees and of all of His works. And it is the final end and the final purpose of every trouble that He is bringing in the life of His people, that He may deliver them out of their troubles, in all their wretchedness, in all their helplessness, and that He may receive thereby all the honor and all the glory. Why would a man ever call upon the name of the Lord in his trouble? Only because he cannot help himself. That is the only reason. We help ourselves first. And we call not for help in trouble until all our own strength is exhausted. We will call upon our fellow man, but we will not call upon the Lord. And the Lord will make us to feel our weakness. He will make us to feel our frailty, our helplessness, in order that we may call upon Him in the day of our trouble, and that He may receive all of the glory. What was the end of all of Hannah's trouble? Oh, then she magnified and she glorified the Lord. She says, "There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." What was the end of all Job's troubles? He says, "Oh Lord, I know that thou canst do anything." What was the end of all Paul's troubles? When he says, "Oh wretched man that I am," the end of it, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." That is the end. O congregation, the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, "It is impossible but that offenses shall come." And that is also so for us. If the Lord will spare us with our children in the season that is before us, it is impossible but that troubles will come. We do bring them upon ourselves. Is that not now a precious word? That even in all our wretchedness, with all our guilt after the fall, that the Lord, He says, "Call upon me. In the day of trouble, I will deliver thee." Oh, we are such miserable creatures. We leave the Lord always for the last, but He is looking for His own honor. He is looking for His own glory. Oh, that our souls, they would not be bound in this season to everything that is temporal. We need all those things. But the Lord Jesus, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all those things shall be added unto you. Oh, that the things of our soul, the things of the Lord, would be bound upon our heart, that it may be our trouble, as it is so often the trouble of God's children, that they cannot glorify Him, that they cannot magnify Him, that desire that is put into their heart, then they say, oh Lord, if I could only magnify Thee, if I could only glorify Thee. Oh, do you know when you will? You will do it. You will do it when you are in the midst of your trouble, and when you will receive that help and that deliverance from Him. And then, oh, then you shall receive the beginning of the desire of your heart to glorify and to magnify His name. And He will receive the end and the purpose of all His decrees and His works, and the end and the purpose for all the trouble that He is bringing upon His church. O congregation, call upon Me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify Me. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou bless thy word, that we are not those that call upon Thee in truth. Oh, but wilt Thou show to us our great need, and that in the season that lies before us, that we may be found a people in our secret chambers, that we could not miss Thee, that we could not do without Thee, not only for things temporal, but also for things eternal. Wilt thou grant us humble hearts, that thou hast helped us through in this night, in this day, and be with us in the rest of this week. Bring us safely home. Give us desires for thy holy day and word. Forgive all that is sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 308:1-4. Not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto Thee be glory given. In love and truth, Thou dost fulfill the counsels of Thy sovereign will. Though nations fail Thy power to own, yet Thou dost reign, and Thou alone. 1:3-4 of Psalter 308. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.